tries again.
Oh, nothing to be done.
I'm beginning to come round to that opinion. All my life I've tried to put it from me, saying, Vladimir, be reasonable, you haven't yet tried everything. And I resumed the struggle. So there you are again.
Am I?
I'm glad to see you back. I thought you were gone forever.
Me too.
Together again at last. We'll have to celebrate this. But how? Get up till I embrace you.
Oh, not now, not now.
May one inquire where His Highness spent the night?
In a ditch.
A ditch? Where?
Over there.
And they didn't beat you?
Beat me? Well, certainly they beat me.
The same lot as usual?
The same? I don't know.
When I think of it, all these years, but for me, where would you be? You'd be nothing more than a little heap of bones at the present minute, no doubt about it.
What of it?
It's too much for one man. On the other hand, what's the good of losing heart now? That's what I say. We should have thought of it a million years ago, in the 90s.
Oh, stop blathering and help me off with this bloody thing.
Hand in hand from the top of the Eiffel Tower, among the first. We were presentable in those days. Now it's too late. They wouldn't even let us up. What are you doing?
Taking off my boot. Did that never happen to you?
Boots must be taken off every day. I'm tired telling you that. Why don't you listen to me?
Help me.
It hurts.
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
No one ever suffers but you. I don't count. I'd like to hear what you'd say if you had what I have.
It hurts?
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
Well, you might button your fly all the same.
Oh, true. Never neglect the little things of life.
What do you expect? You always wait till the last moment.
The last moment. Hope deferred maketh the something sick. Who said that?
Why don't you help me?
Sometimes I feel it coming all the same. Then I go all queer. How shall I say? Relieved and at the same time, appalled. Appalled.
Estragon, with a supreme effort, succeeds in pulling off his boot. He looks inside it. Feels about inside it. Turns it upside down. Shakes it. Looks on the ground to see if anything has fallen out. Finds nothing. Feels inside it again. Staring sightlessly before him.
Well?
Nothing.
Show.
There's nothing to show.
Try and put it on again.
I'll air my foot for a bit.
There's man all over for you, blaming on his boots the faults of his feet. One of the thieves was saved. It's a reasonable percentage. Go.
What?
Suppose we repented.
Repented what?
Oh, we wouldn't have to go into the details.
Of being born?
Oh, one daren't even laugh anymore.
Oh, dreadful privation.
Merely smile. It's not the same thing. Nothing to be done. Go.
What is it?
Did you ever read the Bible?
The Bible? Oh, I must have taken a look at it.
Do you remember the Gospels?
I remember the maps of the Holy Land. Coloured they were. Very pretty. The Dead Sea was pale blue. The very look of it made me thirsty. That's where we'll go, I used to say. That's where we'll go for our honeymoon. We'll swim. We'll be happy.
You should have been a poet.
I was. Isn't that obvious?
Where was I? How's your foot?
Swelling, visibly.
Ah, yes, the two thieves. Do you remember the story?
No.
Shall I tell it to you?
No.
It'll pass the time. Two thieves, crucified at the same time as our Saviour. One...
Our what?
Our Saviour. Two thieves. One is supposed to have been...